Listen, if coal can turn to diamonds, and sand can turn to pearls, and if a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. And we're going to sing about that today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hey.
And to our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an amazing day here in the Homecoming Radio studio. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Lauren Talley. Kevin Williams.
The one and only.
G. McDonald. GM, Gordon Moat. Davis is in the house. Our soft feminine side, Tori Taft.
Yeah, Tori.
Thank you.
And Mr. Legend, Bill Gaither, the one and only.
And all my guests today are very exceptional. Maybe with exception.
Buddy
Green, the Martin, signature sound.
Oh, yeah. So let's go to Texas, get it going with our friend Nancy Harmon.
I remember this.
She doesn't need coffee to get going.
No, she doesn't.
What a great gospel classic this lady wrote.
Yeah.
Nancy Harmon, The Blood-Bought Church.
From the islands of the sea, we're the blood-bought church, the heavy blood-bought, and
Yeah, what a song.
Oh, yeah, Nancy Harmon, Homecoming Friends, right here on Homecoming Radio now with the Gaither Vocal Band, and Love Can Turn the World.
Different as night and day, we're the same in different ways, and it's true. Just look at me and you. Oh, we can change the way we are. The power lives inside our hearts. We can be anything we wanna be. Yeah. Diamond and sand can turn to pearls. If a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. Oh, love can turn the world. Ooh, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. Ooh, la 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 la. God who made you made us all, big and little, short and tall, and that's fine, cause it takes all kinds. Whoa, if he had made us all alike, it sure would be a boring life, but he knew what a little time could do. Oh, turn to diamonds and sand can turn to pearls. If a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. Oh, love can turn.
Bye.
Oh, you can feel it coming, can't you?
I can hardly wait to get this
building.
Over with. I mean,
it just really is a favorite part of the show, I think.
I mean, this is the moment where you get to put your thinking cap on and really test your knowledge. We've got the Word of the Day segment here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Ready for it is the word. If you know it, chime in. Corabantic.
Yeah.
Corabantic.
You show them, Kevin.
Kevin. Corabantic.
I happen to know this one.
Oh, good.
Corabantic. Yeah, Cora was the founder of an Old Testament tell-all tabloid.
Ain't Cora.
That's right. While Moses was on the mountain with God getting some divinely chiseled rock tablets, this gal was working hard cranking out the very first gossip publication known as the Stone Quirer. It didn't last
Stone
very long. Quirer? Well, that's why you don't know it, because grocery store checkout lines hadn't been invented yet. And so her next attempt at success was a short-lived magazine as well called Rocks, Rubble, and Rumors. That didn't go anywhere. She is best known, however, for later developing the controversial BC website Bricky Leaks. You remember that?
Yeah, that's what she did.
Cora. Oh, wow.
Yes, she did.
That is so good. Wow. It should be right. And yet it's not. It means frenzied, as in many people today live a very corabantic life.
This is a very...
No,
this is a
you were so close.
Radio show.
You let me down, Tori Tad.
I'm sorry.
Here are the cathedrals on Homecoming Radio.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring,
get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Fathers and mothers, and the many friends gone on before.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Show.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Well, hello, Mark Lowry here. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Well, it's time now for a convention classic, a song taken from the days of the old Southern singing schools, primarily in the American South and West.
I'd still love to hear those old convention songs and sing the old songs in shape notes in four-part harmony.
Using the shape notes, do, re, mi, and some timeless theology. Bill?
Wallace B. Verner thought we needed some joy in our music, so he wrote this song time and time again, day by day. Pain and sorrow may come your way. You gotta sing your blues.
I love this song.
I love this song. Here's a convention place.
Time and time again, day by day, pain and sorrow may come your way. Sing and shout your dance about and pray. Divide in despair. Tell the news,
Hi, folks. I'm Connie Hopper, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
The song, God Bless the Broken Road. The project, Sinners and Saints.
Here's Buddy Green on Homecoming Radio.
No better friend than Buddy Green.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. I wiped my brow, kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. But every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand, 'cause you've been there, you understand that it's all part of a grander plan, and that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Much I know it's true. God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Led me straight to you. Led me straight to you.
Letters, I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
Oh, we love getting your letters over at homecomingradio.com. And here's one from Texas. Alia says, hey, y'all, I'm 18. I'm so excited that you brought the Homecoming Radio show into my life. I have three radios all tuned into it. Thank you. Keep up these great shows. I hope I'm not the only young person who loves this music and wants to become a gospel artist in the future. Well, keep listening. And thanks, my friend.
Oh, that was great. This one's from Gladys, and she said, I send this for Tori. At the end of our vacation Bible school, a little girl had done exceptional work and had won a new bicycle. Well, as she came forward to receive her prize, she whispered to her pastor that she wanted to win it so she could give it away.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something? She had a disadvantaged girl that she wanted to give it to. So the pastor called the other girl forward and gave her the bike instead. Keep preaching kindness and gratitude. It does pay off. Oh, thank
you,
Gladys.
That's amazing.
This says, I listen on the satellite during my lunch hour. I love David Phelps. And the word of the day is pure crazy. But I need it so I can laugh. Thank you so much.
My husband is a correctional officer, and the laughter and joy of your program is important in his dealing with darkness. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. We love you all throughout our lives and are grateful for what you do. David Phelps, very, very talented young man. Ah. He wrote this song probably about 10, 12, 13 years ago, and it has become his signature song, which he does nightly on his programs and often on our programs. In the beginning, listen.
On a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history and mystery in one. Then I opened up the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And the Word was with God, and the Word.
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Around him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God can be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross. And that was the end of the beginning. That's a Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I've tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition, a made-up tale, just to help the weak to survive. Well, let me read it again, I said, but listen closely, this is gonna change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross. And that was the end of the beginning. Said with a smile, what more could there be? He's dead. You said they hung him and put nails in his hands and a crown of thorns on his head. I said I'll read it again, but this time there's more, and I believe that this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. Don't you see? He did all this for you. All the angels singing, praises to the great I am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see. Did you know that God could be a friend? And though he never
the beginning.
Amazing. Amazing. David Phelps. That powerful night, Carnegie Hall in New York City. Bill?
Well, our goal today was to bring a little love to your life, all the while encouraging you to live life fully, expecting God to make great changes in you. Don't give up. He sure hasn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, over at homecomingradio.com, it is just jam-packed full of resources, a place where you can
check out our new video releases. You'll have great fun at our Facebook page, and leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We love these wonderful homecoming stations that air the program. There are 40 of them in the state of Ohio, like WXML, WWOC, WTNG, WGNZ, and WBZI. Hey, a big sigh.
We're out of time. See you next time.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.